The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
And welcome to the show. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio, where we are all about inspiring and educating you on adoption. Now, if you've been touched by adoption or you know someone who has, please share our show with them and visit our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. On that website, we have so many. We have done over 120 shows in the last 2 years that we've been doing broadcasts. And so you can just find anything, any topic you would like and listen to that. Over 600,000 listeners since we started it 2 years ago, and it's such a privilege to do the show every week. I love talking to the new guests. I love learning all the things with you about adoption. And, you know, it's a real privilege to do this. And we try and bring to you what is happening in the adoption world and help you to make your dreams of adoption come true. Now, most of you know that the biggest hurdle is often the money. That's no secret. And sadly, that's where a lot of people of their dreams of adoption really end. That's where we come in. We have, as you know, if you've listened to this show before, our information on Your Adoption Finance Coach about how we can connect you to the agencies that provide our valuable services to help you through your journey. Adoption has brought so much joy to our family, and I want to do all I can to help you bring your family together forever. So we hope you'll tune in, continue to tune in, and check out that website. So it is November. I love November. I love November because of the weather. I'm kind of a winter person, so I love November. But I also love November because it's National Adoption Month. And all month long, we are going to be bringing you some special broadcasts. We're also really privileged to be featuring one of our agencies, European Adoption Consultants, EAC, as our adoption agency for the month of November for National Adoption Month. And kicking us off this week, we have Margaret Cole, who is the founder and executive director of EAC. Margaret is has been in adoption for 23 years, folks. So if Margaret doesn't know it, I don't think it's to be known. She knows a lot about adoption. She's also an adoptive parent. She has two children from adoption and four biological children. So busy as she can be, we're really thrilled, Margaret. Thank you so much. Personal friend of mine, colleague, just thank you so much for being with us on the show today.
Thank you for having us. This is a wonderful celebration of adoption, and we're looking forward to all the events of November.
Yes. So there are lots of things going on throughout the country. And I think if folks want to know about how they can get more involved in National Adoption Month, they can just Google it, right? Just Google National Adoption Month. And I'm sure that there are events that are going on. I know that EAC is doing events. We can talk about that as we get farther into the show and talk a little bit more about your ideas about how people can really be more engaged. Adoption, as I've talked before on this show. This is a Dave Thomas statistic. 2/3 of Americans have considered adoption, while only 2% have actually completed an adoption. We understand and know some of the reasons for that. But then the other thing that I always think is really interesting when I have Adam Pertman on the show, and that is 1 in 3 people have some connection to adoption. That is just, that just blows me away. Do you find that too, Margaret, that lots of people are connected to adoption?
Well, sure, you can't escape it in my family. That's for sure.
That's true. That's true. So, you know, you founded this organization in 1991, I understand, and you have been nice to tell me and share with me your personal story. And that's always really kind of how we like to start with our new guests on the show, because there's a personal connection here. There's a personal adoption story here. I read your colleague sent your story over to me. I read it. It's really very touching. Well, you don't have to share the whole thing with us. Can you share the essence of what your personal story and how you got involved in creating this amazing agency?
Oh, well, it was more than 23 years ago. And at that time, I really didn't know anything about adoption. I was one of those out of the statistic. Other than my Aunt Edna, I used to listen to her. She was a social worker who'd been to Russia. How amazing. I couldn't believe the stories. So what happened to me was that I had a baby daughter, died of sudden infant death syndrome, and it was Mother's Day weekend. So tap that on to, you know, my feelings even of today of what happens on Mother's Day. Mother's Day was the beginning, however. The positive spin here is that after we lost our little one, I decided that I wanted to help another child. I wasn't going to go through pregnancy again, and looked into adoption. Ended up adopting a son domestically and ended up in Russia with baby Lindsay, who was 4 months old and one of the first babies out of Russia. Baby Lindsay's now 21 and a homeowner. And she's a lovely girl. Sometimes she volunteers here. She asked me the other day, if I ever worked at EAC, what would I do there, you know? So my children have really grown up with international adoption. And I started the international agency when I myself failed in adoption through agencies that maybe weren't exactly honest, you know, some very sad stories personally and losing money. And I decided to make myself available. Well, first I was going to adopt my baby. And then I was going to have an honest adoption agency that told the people the truth and, you know, started from there. And we pretty much continued. We really care. We've completed, I think, more than 150 people who lost children's families, maybe more. So that's a lot. A lot of people that I was able to help personally when I needed help and there wasn't anybody to call. I know that feeling.
Right.
Besides
right.
that, we have 8,000 adoptions.
8,000. you've completed 8,000 adoptions.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you were saying is that those 150 families were specifically families who had loss.
Yes.
In their lives, yes, and you were able to really touch them and help them and hold their hand in building their family through adoption.
Correct. When you have such a horrible thing happen to you as losing a child, I mean, I've gone through, you know, as we all have, disappointments and losses in life, but that's, in my opinion, the worst you can come up with. I mean, it just, you know, you question, why has God given me such a cross? And the fact that I could understand these people and they'd be afraid to ask about it, they'd be afraid to tell anybody, they thought they wouldn't pass their home study. And so when people with this kind of loss have somebody to turn to that actually did it themselves, it gives you that feeling of, I can do it.
Right.
You still have to face all the other things as everybody else, but get over that one hurdle
right,
and know
right.
that we're going to be there for them.
Yeah. And, you know, what I love about this is that you took your own particular experience, your own personal experience, and you shifted that energy and you created this amazing agency. I work with you personally. You guys use our adoption finance coaching system. I work with your staff pretty much on a daily basis. And I can tell you they're all very highly professional people. They really know what they're doing and they have a heart just as you are describing to us today. So EAC has been in business, I said 23 years. Am I wrong? Is it longer than that?
Well, I think it's about 23 years. Yeah, we could count because okay. That make me too old.
Oh, right.
Well, we've done over 8,000 adoptions, and we're you know, making our next 20-year plan. Okay, we're on.
Yeah.
We're on
yeah,
for
right,
it. As
right.
things
so
change,
cool.
we're on. Okay?
Well, and you're one of – you are the types of adoptions that EAC provides. Now, do you guys do just international adoptions. Is that right?
Yes, at this point, at least for the past 23 years, we've just completed intercountry or international adoptions.
Okay, okay.
Except
and
for my
we
one
all
son
know.
That's internationally, not internationally, but born in Ohio. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So I've experienced all kinds of adoption personally,
right,
and I
right.
really prefer the international.
Yeah. Well, I know that there are a lot of folks that really have a heart for international adoption. If you hear my show, you know that I talk about international adoption. I am an advocate. I am an adoptive parent myself. My daughter is from China. So there are so many wonderful, I think you would echo with me, Margaret, so many wonderful international adoption stories. Certainly our media likes to pull on all those bad stories or negative stories about international adoption, but there's so many families that are having wonderful success stories. Would you agree?
Yes, we have a lot of them. It would be hard to even choose. When my mom was working with us, she used to put together these newsletters and storybooks, and we have saved about 20 volumes of stories of people writing things about their wonderful experience. So one of these days, we're going to digitalize them and have everybody be able to read the history of all these people.
Yes. Oh, that would just be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So what countries are you currently working with right now? If somebody contacted EAC and they wanted to do an international adoption, what are the countries that you're working with?
Well, we have a license for 20-some years in China. We also work in Ukraine. If we have two families there today, happy and successful, believe it or not, with all the bad stories on TV, these people are
right.
thrilled. They'll be coming home in a month or so, and one and the other one in a week. With their family completed. We also have a license in Haiti, and we're processing through all the changes in Haiti, but, you know, we're getting pretty, getting a handle on it, I guess is a nice way of putting it. We have a program in Congo, Democratic Republic, and of course we all know about the suspension there. Hopefully that'll get lifted. We're praying for some good luck. Colombia is up and coming and going to be pretty good, I think, in the next year and a half. It's been slow, but I think that's a good place to look. Honduras, mm-hmm. we have a license with INFA there for the last few years. A few adoptions out of there. It's a beautiful country. We'll see. They have changes in their government. Uganda, that's going pretty well right now. Lots of families coming home from Uganda. We have a license in Panama, but that's a long, long, long stay. And probably people don't usually choose to stay in a country for 5 months, although we've completed some adoptions.
Yeah.
And Bulgaria, India, and Poland.
Bulgaria, India, and Poland. I'm writing all these down. I can't believe that you have so many programs in so many countries.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. So I'm going to just review them because I'm sure our listeners are interested in this. If you have a heart for international adoption, certainly Margaret Cole and her staff at EAC. So China, Ukraine, Haiti, Congo, that's a suspended program right now, I heard you say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Colombia, Honduras, Uganda, Panama, Bulgaria, India, and Poland. So there are a lot of countries. I think that's just such a testimony to international adoption is alive and well. There are people who are bringing their children home from these countries and are just very happy with their experience with them. So we're going to take a short break, Margaret. We're going to be right back with more information from Margaret Cole, who is the founder and executive director of EAC. That's European Adoption Consultants, located in Ohio, but they can do adoptions throughout the United States. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. Stay with us. We'll be back for more.
Considering international adoption but don't know where to begin or which agency to select? Let EAC, a nonprofit Hague-accredited agency, guide you on your adoption journey. EAC will walk with you through the country selection and paperwork processes. EAC separates itself from other agencies by providing world-class in-country staff who will allow you to focus on your adoption journey. EAC has been assisting families and children for over 20 years. Let EAC's experience work for you. EAC is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-866-586-5656 or visit www.eaci.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. I'm here today with Margaret Cole, a friend and colleague and founder and executive director of EAC. That's European Adoption Consultants. They are our National Adoption Month. We're celebrating November's National Adoption Month. EAC is our featured agency this month, so you'll be hearing more from Margaret and some of their programs. I do want to do a call out to our sponsors, folks who make this show possible: Beacon House Adoptions, America's Christian Credit Union, and EAC, who is one of our newer sponsors. So we want to welcome them on board. If you're interested in sponsoring our show, it's a very affordable way to get a great way to connect with adoptive parents, with professionals, and others who have been touched by the adoption triad. So you can go to our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com for more information. So we're back with Margaret Cole. Just such a touching story, Margaret, and developing and creating this agency over the last 23 years. So before the break, we listed all the countries that you currently are working with. So when a family contacts you, if they don't know what country they want to go to, how do they make a decision about that? What's that process that you put them through?
Well, we have pre-adoption counselors. In the old days, there was Russia, China, maybe Ukraine. There wasn't a lot of choices, maybe Guatemala. Now, with all these choices and all these restrictions and the Hague requirements and different CIS, it's a long process of learning. One of our bases in starting somebody into this path is education. So we have a checklist even for the counselor, the pre-adoption counselor. You'll make an appointment with them, ask some basic questions first, and maybe read some of our literature and other people's literature. But before you come aboard as one of our families, you'll go through this period of individual counseling about the program. So you understand how long it is in the country, what children are available, what it costs, you know, how many trips, what can you expect? Because we certainly want everybody to know what they're getting into so they're happily completing their adoption, not frustrated. So
right,
you know, there's
right.
choices. There's different choices. Some are short trips, back and forth like that. Some are a really long stay, one trip. And I guess it's you know, your choice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the things that I have found by working with adoptive families, as most of my listeners know, we help to coach families through our agencies like EAC to help them create a comprehensive financial plan. And one of the things that I learn a lot, families who choose to do an international adoption have a fortitude, don't you think, Margaret? They have a passion. They have something that is just, they're really driven by this. And but it's also good to have just kind of a baseline of information. And so the adoption, international adoption scene, it just changes. It seems like it changes every single day. And I talk to you quite a bit, and I know you travel quite a bit to these countries. I mean, you just mentioned to me today you were getting ready to go to Colombia again. Mm-hmm. So when you go to these countries, you're meeting with officials. What does that look like for you when you're traveling to these countries, creating relationships with them?
Well, certainly I need to understand the process. And when you have a new director or new social workers, I will prepare myself with taking copies of files, what my understanding of the rules, what's changing, how are things going? Because things change constantly, like you said. There'll be a new director. There'll be a new twist to the rules. I'll stop doing adoptions for people over this or that age. So I sit there and have coffee with, you know, numerous people in all levels, setting up programs. Often I take a profile of some of our families and I go over it with them. Of course, maybe they already have the dossier registered, but why didn't they get a referral? I might go to the section where a file is referred, registered and say, hey, you know, they've been here 2 years. Did you forget about them? You know, this is not reasonable. Why would anybody be here for 2 years? That's hopefully an extreme. But because we expect to get the people a referral within their parameters, according to their home study and their CIS approval, you know, they select what age of child and, you know, how many children. So then I have to keep kind of a tab on what's on the database. There's central authorities in all the countries, pretty much, except for Congo and Uganda. But the rest have central authorities, and so if things are moving smooth, I don't need to go, right? But if they're slow up a little bit or there's a change, I'm there.
You are describing to me a very hands-on process here. I mean, you must be traveling. You must be traveling all the time.
Right? I renewed my passport recently, and when I sent it in, it looked like a little book, you know? So I had to send it in 2 times for extra pages.
Yes. Did you know that when you started this agency 23 years ago, did you know that you were going to be doing all this world traveling, going to all these various different countries and working with all these officials?
Actually, no, I had no such idea. I had this fantasy that I was just going to adopt this perfect little girl, which I did, by the way.
Yeah.
And maybe 20 more or something like that. I had a goal of helping 20, 30 people. This was not in my widescreen at all. But I got there, and I saw the orphanages, and then, wow, you know, well, that changed me a lot. One little boy, 5-year-old boy named Alex, came running up to me, Mama, 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 and that was it, done.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't adopt Alex, but he got parents, okay?
Yes, yes, yes. And I will tell you my own experience. I've only had one experience like that. Obviously, it was picking up my own daughter. But we traveled ahead of our travel group because my husband had started a new job. So the agency that we worked with at the time had expedited us. And I remember going to the orphanage after we had received our daughter, and the nannies brought in all the babies. And I knew that all those babies had families. They were coming right behind us on the next plane. But it was an overwhelming experience to be with those children. I don't think you can describe that, can you, Margaret? You can't describe that to anybody, can you? It's just an overwhelming experience to see that.
Well, I guess, you know, of course, I feel good because the loss of my daughter, I feel like she's my angel and she's helping us. And but often when I wake up in the morning, I feel just so blessed to be able to do such an amazing thing. You know, when you go to work, there's frustrations, things that if FedEx loses something, somebody, you know, somebody drops something, doesn't send something. It's a problem every day, right?
Yeah, right.
And we work really, really hard. The staff here is so committed, so dedicated. When things don't go right, you see tears, okay? When things are going well, they're jumping and cheering and yay, yeah, Oh, you'll hear somebody scream, oh my gosh, they just got their kid, wow, wow, like that.
Great,
you know,
yeah.
So it's kind of almost like cheerleaders, you know, because mm-hmm. they're mm-hmm. so in love with their families. And each consultant here has a certain number of families that they're helping. So they get really close to them. Sometimes they have their cell phone number. They talk to them on the weekends. And, you know, so this is the kind of thing. You have to be passionate and love the children and be dedicated mm-hmm. to your families, or don't do it.
Yes, that's so true. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love the fact that you're sharing this with us. Now, the thing, we're going to take a break in about 3 minutes, but I want to kind of segue into this other aspect of what you do. You were talking to me earlier this month about your host through hosting program. And I am just really intrigued by this because obviously these are things that are going on. I think our listeners probably are familiar with the term, but tell us about this program. So this is another type of program that you're doing, still related to adoption, obviously, at EAC, but tell us about this new program.
Well, we haven't done hosting before, and this is Colombian hosting.
Okay.
So the way it works, long story short, is they assign the Colombian ICBF will assign us a certain number of children to find parents to host these children. They're from around 10 years old to 13, 14, and have absolutely no chance. And I've been in the orphanages, and again, like I previously said, you walk in that orphanage, if I could take anybody listening into one of those orphanages mm-hmm. in Bogota, you'd be right beside me, okay? In fact,
that's
I'd
right.
love to see some volunteers. So
right.
we get them into the United States where they learn about family life. We also are setting up a program to teach them English lessons and cultural lessons, as we have a cultural center here at EAC, to raise the awareness of the different cultures in the countries. So we bring the children here, and people can either just be a hosting advocate and bring the child here and try to find within their community or church parents for this child. Of course, I have to sign for you and approve you and, you know, so forth. There's a little bit of work to do that, but it's not terribly expensive at all. It's done through the Colombian government, most of it paid by the Colombian government. They give
okay.
us a budget.
Okay.
And then they can adopt the child, too, if they want.
Oh, my gosh. So you're looking for, are you actively now looking for host families who would be interested in participating in this program?
Yes, we are. In
okay.
fact, that's
okay.
what I'm doing when I go the next two times to Colombia. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to be
okay.
meeting even some of the children.
Okay. And so these are older kids, so
mm-hmm.
ages 10 to 13, who probably have the lowest chance of being adopted because obviously folks are not interested in or don't appear to be interested in older kids, although we're finding that there is some interest in that. So when does the program start? When are the children going to arrive in the United States? Do they arrive all together or are they arriving at different points when you find a host family?
Our first group, they're in a group and they'll be brought to Bogota in December, end of November actually, and then they go through a training program there where we teach them cultural parts of U.S. How to visit America
okay.
kind
right,
of
right.
things.
Yeah.
You know, so that we do the things that are appropriate in our homes. And this is our first group. This is kind of a test case. Then they'll be coming to Cleveland. And on the 6th and 5th of December, we'll be having a Christmas party here. We have a theater downstairs in our office. And we have a volunteer theater coordinator who's going to put on a program that some of these hosted kids, there'll be 14 of them, are going to put on a program about their Colombian holiday. And then we'll have some of the other children from other countries, maybe four or five little skits about different countries. Then we'll have some food to eat, and some people will be giving a little bit of speeches and so forth. Then the children are going to go off to their host families, their host advocates. They can host them to adopt, in which case the next group, which will be in July, those people need to sign up by December, and they are welcome to come to this party to see how it's all about. Then
okay.
they'll do their paperwork, host in July, and if they decide to adopt, they'll have the child home by Christmas next year.
Oh, wow.
It's
okay.
really amazing.
Well, Yeah. Well, we need to take a short break. We're going to come back. I want to hear more about this and kind of the logistics about how families can participate in the experience with the kids. So, again, I'm listening, or I've got Margaret Cole with me, who is the founder and executive director of EAC, European Adoption Consultants. Their website is EACI.com. That's EACI.com. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Considering international adoption but don't know where to begin or which agency to select? Let EAC, a nonprofit Hague-accredited agency, guide you on your adoption journey. EAC will walk with you through the country selection and paperwork processes. EAC separates itself from other agencies by providing world-class in-country staff who will allow you to focus on your adoption journey. EAC has been assisting families and children for over 20 years. Let EAC's experience work for you. EAC is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-866-586-5656 or visit www.eaci.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. Thanks so much. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio, where each week our show and the links and resources mentioned on this week's show can be found at our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. Also at youradoptionfinancecoach.com, you can learn about our fundraising ideas and step-by-step plans, but more importantly, you can get a list of the agencies who are providing and affiliating with us to provide our adoption finance coaching system. Those agencies are EAC, New Beginnings, Beacon House Adoptions, A Step Ahead, Adoption and Beyond, and several more. We're constantly adding new agencies every day, agencies who, like EAC, understand the importance of creating and providing innovative financial services to their clients. So you can check out our website for a complete list of those agencies. Reach out to them, and I know that they would just be delighted to give you an opportunity to give them an opportunity to help you. So, again, we are with Margaret Cole, founder and executive director of EAC, European Adoption Consultants. We were just talking about this hosting program. So, I love this. A group of 14 children, ages 10 to 13, coming over from Colombia. You're expecting them in December. What's the process, Margaret, for selecting a host family
for these? A host family, it's pretty simple for a host family. They need an assessment, and the assessment of their home and their, you know, why do they want to do this. It can be either the hosting advocate or a hosting to adopt participant.
Okay.
And they don't have to commit on the adoption. They just have to commit that they're going to do a little program with the children. So what they do is fill out this application, and we translate it and send it up to ICBF, the central authority. I have to approve it. Most likely, I'll be in conversation with the people on the telephone. If they don't live, you know, near our office in New York, Florida, or Ohio, one of those offices, if they're there, I can meet them there. There was one lady in here today, you know, talking to me about her hosting. She's so excited. She's older, by the way. Because, you know, this woman is a single woman, and she's up there. You know, I better not say exact age, but past 45 a while ago anyway. And so now this is her chance to see how this works in a family with a child and her significant other and her family. And, you know, she's pretty excited. She thinks she's going to complete it, but she's not starting her file. She's just come in, come to our training meeting, filled out the assessment. We translate it. We do a criminal check on her and anybody living in the house or connected with the family that's like maybe a college kid that comes home. Anybody living in the home needs to be make sure that we're clean criminally. And then we submit it to ICBF. ICBF then... it's a lot of phone conversations, okay? Yeah. And some in the office, and also some Hague training. They do some online training, they read some books, and we're developing a more comprehensive program fashioned after our Russian program, which was really, really successful. So our Russian training program, which we really, really loved it. It gave the people a total leg up on parenting because there's no manual comes with these children. I didn't know that. You know? So then we send it off to ICBF. ICBF will either ask more questions or their social workers there will approve them. And then a contract's put together. I have to sign the contract to make sure the children are returned, okay? So I'm responsible at that point in time, me personally. Whoops. I better be sure about this.
Right.
You know, then we set the dates, and there's training in Colombia, there's training here, and then the big day.
Okay. So I heard you, as you're kind of describing this, this is not a full home study, though. Is that right? It's kind of an abbreviated home study, would you say?
Yes, it can be done by a social worker. It's not even through an agency. It's just it's just an assessment, and it's a little different than a home study. Because just like, why do you want to do this and questions like that.
So motivation and those kinds of things. But then if the family is saying that, yes, their intention is to adopt, and then let's say the child arrives and they're having this experience. So the family is putting together various different experiences for them. And how long do they, is the child with the family?
The child's there for 3 weeks. There are social workers that come from ICBF to Cleveland, to our office here, or to our Florida office, and they go to the home and make sure things are okay. They rotate between the homes so they don't just send them off on a plane. We have cell phones available for the social worker to talk to the child during the period, and Spanish-speaking people in our office on call all the time.
So we hope
that it's a good schedule. You know, the families present a schedule. We're going to the zoo. We're going to learn cooking. We're going to go to the mall. We tell them not to buy them expensive clothes or over-the-top things, no iPods, no things like that, because all the children are going to be coming back together on the same plane, and one can't get an iPod and another guy got a box of Twinkies. You know, we got to have something equal here. So we suggest what kinds of things they're allowed to buy. And, of course, if they're going to Ohio, they better be getting them warm clothes.
right. Some of these kids have never experienced a winter before.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about, you're mentioning this term ICBF. Would you tell us what that means?
That's just Central Authority of Colombia. That's the licensing body. It's a big building there where all the social workers, psychologists, where I got the license for EAC, and everybody gets their licenses. That's where their central database is. There's a director, associate directors, people in charge of the hosting programs, in charge of, there's different offices for all the different elements of child care, child welfare. In Colombia.
Yes. Okay. So is there a cost for the host family to host a child?
If they just want to host the child, ICBF, after they do the contract with me, presents me with the wonderful event of buying airline tickets, but they pay for it. So we make a budget, and ICBF pays, Colombian government pays for it. This is the only country that I'm aware of that does this. So the cost is relatively low. People can also fundraise, as Kelly, that's your ball. They can fundraise to do this through an adoption, hosting to adoption program with their friends and their church and their community. And so we recommend they go right back to you for that part. Today we had to pay some bills. I think it was a couple $100 for translation, $600 for a T-shirt and that kind of stuff. and maybe another under $1,000 if they just want to host the child.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
for the food and the snacks and the things in the various areas.
But
now, if they want to do host to adopt, that's more money.
Right, right, obviously, because what would happen is, so if they decide that they don't want to adopt this child, so 3 weeks has passed and it's not a good match or whatever the family decides, how, so is the child then brought back again possibly, or do they just have one opportunity? How is that handled with the child?
If they're selected again, they can come back again. Of course, they'd be disappointed. And by the way, they're not. The families are instructed not to talk a lot about adoption to them.
Okay.
They're just
okay.
here on like a visit, you know, kind of
right.
thing. This is
right.
what America's like. This is what a zoo is like. This is what a Christmas pageant's like. Snowballs, whatever, Disney World,
so,
wherever you take them.
So their experience here over the 3 weeks is really like a cultural exchange process
yes,
they're going through. Okay, so that they're really kind of learning more about the United States. Okay,
everybody kind of knows that's what's up, but they don't. They're instructed not to much talk about it because that would be a lot of pressure. Now, by the July program, which is our next one, like one of the things I'm doing in my November trip is choosing teachers and setting up cultural programs in Colombia for the children that will be coming here in July. So it'll be a lot easier, because imagine how scary that would be to get on a plane and go to a totally different culture and stay in somebody's house. We, of course, will prepare them with pictures, with some Skype interviews, as much as we can. But as this program takes off, next one should be even smoother.
Right. Well, and you seem like the perfect person to develop such a program, Margaret, because you have such a depth of experience and background with these countries. And so as you're working through this process, it really sounds like it's going to be a very successful program. So again, if you are interested in the host through hosting program with EAC, you can find out more information on their website at EACI.com. That's EACI.com. And we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back with a little bit more information from Margaret Cole. We're going to talk a little bit more about their EAC Ambassador Program and talk with Margaret more about just the state of international adoption. So before we go, another call out to our sponsors who help make our show possible: America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, EAC, and you can also go to our website at voiceamerica.com. You can click on their banners and check out some of the services, obviously, that these agencies provide. America's Christian Credit Union, as you know, is a financial credit union, and we just love having them support our show, as we do all of our sponsors that make this show possible, bringing it to you every week. So you're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Considering international adoption but don't know where to begin or which agency to select? Let EAC, a nonprofit Hague-accredited agency, guide you on your adoption journey. EAC will walk with you through the country selection and paperwork processes. EAC separates itself from other agencies by providing world-class in-country staff who will allow you to focus on your adoption journey. EAC has been assisting families and children for over 20 years. Let EAC's experience work for you. EAC is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-866-586-5656 or visit www.eaci.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. We are back with Margaret Cole, who is the Executive Director and Founder of EAC, European Adoption Consultants. Their website is EACI, that's EACI.com. We are celebrating National Adoption Month. It's November, holidays just around the corner, lots going on for adoption this month. Check out the websites, check out all the things that you can do to get involved and raise the awareness and understanding and certainly the inspiration about adoption in your community. So happy to have a good friend and colleague with me today, Margaret Cole, who's talking with us about her Host Through Hosting program, a group of 14 children coming over from Colombia in December. If you're interested in that program, if you're interested in being a host to adopt or a host to advocate for these children, please contact Margaret or one of her staff members to let you know more about that particular program. It sounds like a wonderful program. As Margaret said earlier, these are the hardest kids, the kids that are really stuck in terms of being able to be adopted. And so if you're interested in giving them a cultural experience about the United States, if you're interested in drawing a community of people together who might be interested in these children, and if you're interested in adoption, please reach out to Margaret and her staff. So, Margaret, there's so many programs that you guys provide. Obviously, you've been doing this for so long, and it's just so fascinating. I remember when I first met you, you talked to me a little bit about this EAC Ambassador Program. It's prominent on your website. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that program?
Well, the ambassadors for EAC generally are post-adoptive families. Sometimes they want to get in there while they're finishing their process, but we encourage them to spend some time with their new children and family before they get into it. The ambassadors are a group of absolutely amazing EAC families. We say we have the EAC families, the best family in the United States. We brag about them. We have picnics, we have parties, we have cultural events throughout the United States. Florida is always wildly successful with an Easter egg hunt this year, all arranged by the EAC ambassadors. They're an organization of post-adoptive families. They usually have an advisory board or somebody in charge in that state or in that the part of the state, like southern Florida, real active. Mm-hmm. And they get together, and the children grow up together. Also, we have constant visions of connecting the groups by city where they were adopted from. If I see in one ambassador party or Easter egg hunt or wherever, oh, these three children came from Cheetah, Siberia. Wait a minute, Mexico and New York. Ah, you guys are from Cheetah. Wait a minute, I just last week had somebody in your orphanage. So then I'm thinking maybe the United States can be really small and we'll even put them together a little more. But that's what this is all about. It's just to continue on parenting and appreciating the culture and appreciating life and maybe raising the awareness in your community or church. Hopefully they'll get real involved with this new hosting program that we have. And, you know, one of our ambassadors has called and said, I want to host six children in a group in my church. And try to find this huge church, but they want to find six families for these six children. And I'm thinking I said, oh, I know where there's six girls. I think we bring those six girls to that church.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? They could come from Columbia all the way to that town. So that's the kind of things we have communication with me and the advisory board and ambassadors, and they email me directly at margaret@eaci.com, and we, you know, they give me suggestions. I say, hey, guys, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I need some help, okay? And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, right. I love the community building. And so that our listeners are clear, you don't just do adoptions in Ohio. I mean, you have offices in Florida. Where are the other cities or states that you have offices?
Right now it's Florida and New York, but we have community groups and ambassadors. And like in Louisiana, we have parties sometimes. We haven't done it for a while, but Chicago, quite a few, New York. So we, you know, wherever there's a group of people, wherever somebody wants to start one of these little kind of support group type things, and they also can do mission trips, because remember, these children are growing up. Now they're, you know, teenagers, some of them, and they want to go to Haiti on a mission trip. We have something new that I'm not going to say what it is, but it's called Margaret's Challenge.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a whole, that sounds like another show to me, Margaret.
That's
Challenge.
Another show.
Okay, we'll let you keep that close to you, and you can unveil that first on your Adoption Coach radio show.
Right.
When you're ready, you'll have to let me know about that. What I love about everything that you're saying, Margaret, about you and your staff, and just this personal touch that I'm hearing in just about everything that you're talking about, the hosting program, your agency just in general, your connections with all of the various different countries that you work with, your personal hands-on connection with these countries, working with your families, and then, of course, now this ambassador program, which are just these pods or groups of people, passionate people around the country. I will tell you that as an adoptive parent, it is so important that we continue to have resources for our kids, that as they're growing up, the questions that come up, the concerns, the things, I mean, you're right when you said it, there's no book, there's no manual that says, you know, this is what we do when this question comes up. So it's so great that you have these wonderful groups of people to work with. So in the short amount of time that we have, I just want to get any special stories that you have that you would like to share with us about a family that's been united together recently through international adoption, a little bit more inspiration before we have to leave today.
Oh, I can't even choose. But I guess I'll say that I was in Bogota one day, and I was in an orphanage, and I didn't really realize that there was anybody. I wasn't paying attention where I was exactly. And I walked around the corner, and there was one of my parents with their little child. And she was swinging on the swing, and I so melted just to see. And I said, you know what? I gave birth to that child. I've been here five times. She is so adorable. She's like, looks like a little, you know, the picture when you had the Guatemalan adoptions all the time. You know, it's hard to get a baby out of Colombia these days. And so this little 2-year-old or 2.5-year-old swinging on the swing reminded me of my days and days and days in Colombia. In Guatemala, when all those children would be crawling all over me. And now there's so few adoptions compared to what was easier then. Just to see that cute little baby girl smiling at me, and she jumped off the swing and she ran over and hugged me. I know I'm supposed to talk about the family, but that was such a reward to me to see that child. And, of course, the woman was, like, crying, you know.
Right, right. So, well, and it's all about the kids, isn't it? It's all about
the kids. Oh, yeah. You fall in love with the children.
Right, so, you do.
You do.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us, Margaret. It's just an inspiration today, and amazing work that you do at EAC, European Adoption Consultants. And again, if you want to reach out to Margaret or her very capable staff, you can go to EACI.com. That's EACI.com. Lots to do, lots to get engaged with. So we hope that you will reach out to Margaret soon. As we close today, we want to read our financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union. Maximize the equity you may have in your current vehicle to help secure a loan for your adoption. Although unsecured adoption loan is convenient, using the equity in your car could result in lower interest rate and a payment rather than having a traditional unsecured adoption loan. America's Christian Credit Union has low auto loan rates that may help you fit this new monthly payment into your budget. If you'd like to contact them, you can reach them at americaschristiancu.com. That's americaschristiancu.com. Well, I want to thank you again, Margaret, for being with us today. What a great show. If you like the show, if you have a suggestion or a story or you'd like to share something with me, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com or visit my host webpage at voiceamerica.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week at the same time, same place. In the meantime, have a great week and do something to celebrate National Adoption Month. Thanks so much.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.